Exercise 6A, page 61.
Ogilvy ran into the town. On the way, he met a man who drove a horse and cart. Ogilvy was so excited, and he tried to tell the man about the cylinder. But he looked so wild and crazy that the man just drove away. Then he saw the innkeeper. He started to tell him the story of the strange object that had fallen from the sky. But the innkeeper thought Ogilvy was a madman and didn't listen to him at all. Ogilvy calmed down a little bit. Suddenly, he saw Henderson, a London journalist. He was working in his garden. Ogilvy shouted out to him. He asked if he had seen the bright object in the sky the night before. Henderson said that he had. Ogilvy told him that the same object was now on the Horsall Common. Henderson was so surprised. He thought that it was a fallen meteorite, but Ogilvy told him that it was something much more than a meteorite. He said that the object was a hollow cylinder, and there was something inside it. Henderson listened, and Ogilvy told him everything he had seen. It took Henderson a while to understand what Ogilvy was saying. After he heard the story, Henderson dropped his spade and grabbed his jacket. The two men hurried back to the common. The cylinder was in the same place, and they could see a circle of bright metal. There was a strange sizzling sound as if air was going into or coming out of the cylinder. The men listened carefully and tapped the metal cylinder with a stick. There was no response. Maybe the men inside were stunned or dead, they thought. There was nothing they could do. They shouted to the men in the cylinder that they were going to get help. They promised to come back. Both men were covered in sand and looked very untidy as they ran through the streets. It was early in the morning, and people were just getting up. Henderson went straight to the railway station to send a telegram to London about the cylinder. By 8 o'clock, lots of people had heard that there were aliens on the common. They gathered to see the cylinder.